Finally, it's a red letter day when it comes to reducing Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions, with the ESB ceasing to burn coal at its Money Point electricity generation station in County Clare. Money Point has been a workhorse when it comes to generating electricity for more than 40 years. Now it's to transition into a backup oil-fired station for 4 years before becoming possibly a renewable energy hub. Paul Dean is a senior lecturer at University College Cork, and he joins us now on the line. Your focus is on clean energy at UCC. Paul Dean, by any standards, Money Point not burning coal, I guess, is a big deal. Can you tell me about the importance of it?
Yeah, hello, Paul. Nice to chat to you today. And you're right, it's very much as a landmark day for Ireland from an energy and climate perspective in relation to Money Point. Look, coal has been a really central part of the Ireland's electricity generation profile over the last 40 years. What it has done is, I suppose, it has allowed power to allowed Ireland to generate power relatively economically well, but it has posed huge environmental challenges. And I suppose what I find interesting, Paul, actually, is that if we look at the reasons and motivations why we built Money Point in the first place, a lot of those reasons are still as relevant today as they were 40 years ago. So if you roll the clock back, let's say 40 years, Ireland was a very different country, very different place. We were generating most of our electricity at that time from things like oil and peat. And of course, back in the 70s and 80s, there was the successive oil crises with situations linked to what was happening in the Middle East. And that really wake-up call, I suppose, for the government and society at its time, because it really exposed Ireland's vulnerability to importing fuels, particularly oil, from abroad. So the government looked at this and said, look, we need to diversify. We need to move away from oil. We need to have more options. And the options that they looked at were coal. And they also looked at nuclear. And actually, there was a very strong pushback against nuclear. There was plans to investigate a nuclear facility in Carnsore Point. So we went down the route of coal. And at its time, I suppose the decision, Paul, was made in the early 80s. And at its time, it was the largest civil construction project of its time. Money Point was finally built, became operation in 1988, and since then has generated at times up to about a quarter of a third of our electricity, been really important for electricity generation. But of course, back in the 80s and the 90s, our awareness of climate science and the damage that coal pollution was doing to the atmosphere was very limited. As that became, I suppose, better understood in the late 90s, 2000s, the need to move away from coal became very much apparent.
Yeah, I mean, it was due to close and that was delayed, but now it's definitely closing now. But can you tell us, how easy is it to switch from being a coal-fired station into burning heavy oil?
Yeah, so I suppose it's important just to note that Money Point isn't closing, it's changing. It's still the facility will still remain, but it won't be burning coal anymore from today. So it's going to be burning oil instead. Now, oil, again, is a very polluting fuel as well, but it's about 25% less polluting than coal. But the key point here, Paul, is that Money Point will be really used as a backup. It's kind of an insurance policy from now on, that if there's a series of significant outages within the Irish power system, if there's, let's say, something that compromises our ability to generate large amounts of electricity, Money Point would be called on. So hopefully we won't need it that much. In many ways, I suppose, you kind of want Money Point to be there, but you don't really want to be using it. But the other thing that Money Point is also doing today, it's producing a type of electricity that allows, it's not necessarily energy itself, but it's providing strength to the electricity system in another form, in what we call a synchronous condenser. So Money Point is, opposed, it will remain, it's being repurposed. It will probably remain a very core and central focus for the Irish energy system over the next number of decades, playing an important point in delivering security and affordability, hopefully.
And tell us something about this idea of a pathway to a renewable energy hub. What does that mean?
Yeah, so look, Money Point is a huge facility down there. Anybody who's driven, you know, around Southern Clare will appreciate the size of the infrastructure down there. But what's also down there as well, Paul, is there's a really, you know, skilled workforce. There's an incredibly diligent labour force down there as well. So I think the plans what the ESB have at the moment is to investigate the use of making lots of offshore wind. So you're generating electricity now from clean sources, but using the facility to turn that electricity into things where we can store energy for long periods of time. The really unique thing that Moneypoint offered Ireland was not only a diversification of options for producing electricity, but it also allowed us to store coal on site for about 3 months. So if anything really catastrophic happened, there was an option to kind of lean into that and use that. So the ESB are exploring that facility again, or that idea again, but instead of storing polluting fuels, looking at can we look at clean alternatives, things like hydrogen, other synthetic fuels, and that could be a pathway forward for Moneypoint.
Dr. Paul Dean, Senior Lecturer in Clean Energy at UCC.